Blog Talk Radio.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the President Thomas to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Welcome to Saturday night. We're so glad that you're with us. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. He's Baldwin, Stephen Baldwin, the actor, 60-plus Hollywood films, 20 years in the business. And I'm Kevin McCullough. You might know me from talk radio. You might know me from Fox News. But wherever you know us from, we are, and even if you don't know us at all, we welcome you to Saturday night. It's just a load of fun. And we're glad that you're with us tonight. We've got, 300 radio stations, a couple of television networks, and a whole bunch of people standing by ready to have a good time tonight. So I'm hoping that you will be with us the full time, and thank you for being here. Mr. Baldwin,
sir,
you were shaking it on stage. Now, see, whatever follows next should be very careful with what I say.
Just don't say I was twerking, but
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, no twerking for
yeah.
you.
No,
not intentionally, anyway. He may have accidentally twerked, but
no,
he can't control that from time to time. It's kind of like Tourette's with him. He has Tourette's twerking. Wouldn't that be funny if it was a real thing? Maybe it could be. Maybe I could patent it, then Miley could use it. I could make a buck the next time she decides to write off the reservation.
I'm going to just be grateful that I'm a man of faith.
Yeah. So you were in Detroit this week.
Yeah.
Downtown to Motown.
Yeah. Down there at a church with the...
Can you take the glasses off? They are just annoying me. I feel like I'm sitting next to a robot or something.
Well, we're on TV, right?
Yeah.
Well, what I did was, when here in the studio, people can't, you know, everybody can't see us.
Right.
And what I do is, you right seconds before we hit the air, you're
right.
doing your thing because
right.
you're the guru.
Well, one of us has to be the grown up,
right? And you're like, but you're always not looking at me,
right?
And right when we go on,
because you sit far behind me,
right?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, either you're going to point at me to start the show and then look at me,
right?
Or you did what you just did now, or you started the show,
right?
And then it took you a while.
I haven't started the show, by the way, in about 3 months. So I thought it was just my turn to do it tonight.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm ready for anything when it comes to you,
Buster. I always just throw it over to Stevie B.
I'm ready for anything.
So you were telling me why you're wearing
the... See, I got to just be ready for the Tourette's comment.
Twerking Tourette's. That's what Steve has.
Steve Baldwin here.
He doesn't have regular Tourette's. He has...
You're so sick.
By the way...
You're sick.
Jackie is in charge of ordering food tonight, and she just typed on my screen that she needs credit CAD.
CAD?
Do CADs come on credit? I didn't know you could get one on credit.
Isn't a CAD like a...
So Detroit sunglasses.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. We started the show and it took you strangely a very long time to even notice my glasses.
No, I saw
and
them
now
from
I will
the beginning.
Remove them officially.
Yeah, I saw them from the beginning.
Take them off.
They
so
were just freaking me out, but
everyone can see it's.
Yeah, not everyone, because the 330 radio stations that are listening can't see you.
Well, you handle them, and I'll do the TV stuff. How about that? Okay, with the twerking Tourette's.
Yeah.
We apologize to anybody who is affected by Tourette's, and we are not in any way trying to belittle that.
We also would like to make the announcement that this may be the worst start to the radio broadcast that's ever been recorded in broadcast history.
No, because you see,
in fact, it's almost so bad, I want to go back and just
start over,
erase it, and begin all over again.
Bring the music up.
No, we can't.
It's too late.
There's a computer that.
But I disagree with that. I think that when the show starts off a certain way and it's kind of kooky and weird and strange and twerky. That's kind of cool.
Well, no, if it's funny. What we've been doing isn't funny.
What do you know about funny?
Oh,
you're Kevin McCullough.
Look who I picked as my partner.
That's funny. Now, see, now that's funny.
Did you hear the TV room
that
laugh?
That was good.
I know it was. They did.
I can't hear him.
I heard Nick through the wall. He just
okay.
belted out. You've never seen Nick actually crack a smile, but he does from time to time. He's maybe the most stoic person that's ever worked for us.
Correct.
Well, Jackie kind of is, but we've gotten to the point where we can now, almost once a week, just pull the trigger and she just sprays water all over her computer.
Yeah, we're slowly morphing Jackie into...
Stephen is having a corrupting influence.
No, Baldwin McCullough is. But I already told... what's his name in the back there?
Nick.
I already told.
Who happens to be the son of your very close friend?
Oh, my best one of my
also
best
named Nick.
Right. But my brain.
Who are in like your house, like every other week, having dinner with you and the wife?
No, I just moved some of my personal belongings today in a cargo van with Nick.
Which
Nick's dad?
Yeah, okay,
Nick's
good.
But you know, sometimes my synapse misfires when I'm at the microphone, which is why you hired me.
Good job on the correct usage of synapse. Can we have something just go ding, ding, ding on the screen for Stephen? Vocabulary word used correctly. Yes.
50-cent word.
This is all good tonight.
So
this is still the worst start we've ever had to the show.
I just told Nick that I forgot to text him.
Nick or Nick's dad?
Little Nick.
Okay.
Our Nick.
Our Nick.
Yeah. I forgot to tell Nick that I didn't text him to bring him a Starbucks. So
wait, you texted everybody to ask what they wanted
but
at Starbucks.
I didn't think a little Nick, just like I didn't think a little Nick 2 minutes ago. I don't know why.
I guess so, I know who Nick's favorite person on this show is.
I got
good job, Nick.
Because
I got your Starbucks back.
Ivan told me, like, all these people are here, so I can only handle so much, right? So I just got Nick what I got.
And I told you specifically I didn't need anything, so you were down at least one order. You could have slid Nick
still
in there.
Still, I was terribly confused by Ivan. He said that this person and everybody's here. We got a full boat today here at Baldwin McCullough. But so what I did was I got Nick what I got Ivan because I think here within the Baldwin McCullough family, we consider little Nick little Ivan. He's just kind of a little Ivan. He's baby Ivan.
You know that Nick's taller than Ivan.
Yeah, but when it comes to the synapse...
So he can't be the little version of
Ivan. When it comes to the synapse, if you think about Ivan's synapse, we kind of notice that...
If you're just trying to say, in a simple way,
I'll do anything
that they're both
to sound smart.
Quite talented in everything that they do, as I believe that all of our staff members are...
So you're gonna, wait a second. You're
whether manning the phone,
little Nick to Ivan right now.
Mark running our audio tonight. I just think that they're all incredibly talented.
Before little Nick was brought on board officially, didn't you say he reminds you of Ivan?
I said he picks things up rather intuitively, similarly.
You didn't
Ivan.
Say to me he's like Ivan. He's like Ivan in that kind of reclusive, kind of kooky, creepy little way.
No, I never used those words
at all. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
See, you did.
No, Nick and Ivan both know that that wouldn't be the case. No.
Yes.
I never said either of them were reclusive or creepy.
Well, anyway, why I thought Nick should work with us is because he reminded me of Ivan in that creepy little reclusive little way.
And to your credit, you were the one that brought Nick to the table.
See?
So, yeah. Even if you forgot who he was
and all
12
of that,
weeks after he started working here.
All of that as a result of a synergistic synapse. Isn't that something?
Direct usage of word number two. Still the worst show we've ever started at Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being with us.
I completely disagree.
The last 14 minutes that have gone by have made the entire country of America dumber for having simply happened.
No, the President of the United States would be credited for that one. Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait,
did I say that?
Did Stephen? I thought he gave up politics.
I'm sorry.
That's weird.
Can you say Obamacare?
You know what's funny?
Sorry.
You know what's? You know what?
I'm sorry.
I got to make a confession up front here. If I start talking in VeggieTale voices, there's a very good reason for this. Because Larry the Cucumber and Bob the Tomato have been on pretty much constant replay. Since
I don't know
what's wrong with my boys. See, we tried to introduce them to VeggieTales, like when James was really little. He's only three now, but when he was really little, he liked Cars, you know, with what's the main character in Cars? Oh, I can't even remember his name. But anyway, he was all into the Disney Cars group.
Great film.
Mater. And what's the race car's name? For the life of me. Lightning McQueen. Yeah, okay. So he's all into this. Thank you, Jackie. The second most stoic. Oh, sorry, that was Mark. Sorry about that. So we tried to put VeggieTales on in front of him because they teach good values and there's all these positive things that he can take away from it. And he didn't like them. Last 2 weeks, Every morning, 7:15, at my bedside, I'm laying there, my head's on my pillow.
I love that.
I feel breath being breathed.
I want to do that. I want to be that child.
One eye opens, and of course I'm on my side, so I see a head.
And who is it?
And it's James.
It's got to be James, right?
And he's like, "Daddy, I want VeggieTales." Like, okay, let's go.
James is awesome.
Out of bed, into the room, turn it on.
You have to let me babysit him, dude.
No. Well, you're more than welcome to, yes. If you can get the lovely bride to agree to it.
Yeah, which would never happen.
That's
out the window.
Your daughters, allowed to, fact have. Your wife, more than invited.
Sure,
to.
Yeah.
Stevie B might be an uphill battle. Stevie, we're not quite, because he made promises that the lovely bride was not impressed with right out
of
the shoot.
Like,
I'm going
to
take him skydiving. And she, for some reason, with her one-year-old, wasn't impressed with that.
Baby Molotov cocktails.
And thus concludes the worst start to Baldwin McCullough ever.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer. fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. TerraGanics. Life's getting better.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York, and every Saturday night we are so glad that you're with us. You just saw a live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge, and it is here in New York. It's getting to be very fall-like. In fact, tonight I think the forecast has us going down to like 48 degrees. So it's really it's one of those things that you just it's that time of year. If you're watching by way of the UAN in Dallas, Houston, and in New York City, or on other great television stations in Denver, Salt Lake, and some of those markets on Biz TV, you will notice that I am wearing, in fact, my number 82 Jason Witten authentic jersey for the Dallas Cowboys because they defeated the New York Giants this last week, first time that we've been able to actually beat the Giants in our home stadium since it was built. So as unlikely of an event as it was, I thought it was worth wearing the football jersey of my favorite I am second testimony, which is, well, you don't have a jersey. I would wear your jersey if you had one.
I'll get you one.
You don't have a jersey.
I'll make one.
You don't have you weren't an athlete. You were a fake athlete. You were a movie athlete.
So what did you just say? Your favorite second?
The jersey from the favorite jersey of my I am second testimonial guy.
Who's that?
I only know you and Jason Witten.
Who's that?
The Hall of Fame tight end for the Dallas Cowboys.
And he has an I am second testimony?
Yeah.
Of which, by the way, go to imsecond.com. It's fabulous. Well, the thing to recognize here is you're Jason whoever guy.
Yes.
Okay. I'm certain that his testimony was put onto the website far after mine. I think I was in the first four or five or six people.
I think he was the second one, but go ahead.
I was invited to be a part of the program.
Yes, he was.
The I am. But he's not a pillar of the organization and the ministry as I am.
Okay.
Just now, of course.
Wow.
I am second
to
Christian.
To testimonies.
This is good. Of course, we're talking about the IamSecond.com website, which is a website of Christian testimonies and their humility. So let me just clarify that you're
so
Jason
saying,
whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just some wimpy quarterback, or...
Tight end.
Yeah, whatever.
Hall of Fame tight end.
Yeah, whatever.
Pound for pound, the toughest man in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not tougher than my other guy.
Who?
My guy.
I'm not going to fill in the blank. I'm not completing Steven's sentences
anymore. The Christian guy who just got let go.
Mr. Tebow?
He's not tougher than Tebow.
I think Tebow
would eat him for lunch.
Would be like the coolest pairing in the NFL. Jerry Jones, take a hint. Take a hint. Go get Tebow. Sign him.
Well, let's not digress. But
yeah. So.
Our phone number is 888-340-3373.
It is. 888-340-3373.
Jackie, is that right? 888-340-3373. What are we talking about?
Well, you're the one that brought in the story, didn't
right?
You? Yeah.
So I don't have any of the important facts. I just know the general thing.
Okay. Well, then let's just watch this report from.
Perfect.
I don't know where
love
this is
that.
From. Biz 60, I think, is the name of what this was. Take a look.
You really?
Oh no, they got to come back. They're going to run a web ad before they get to the actual. We talked for so long. That Nick, come back to me. I don't want to air the web ad. Come, yeah, there you go. No, what we're going to talk about is this dad story, where this father actually decided to go out and put on some Daisy Dukes. and the question that makes it quite unique is why did he decide to do it?
Yeah.
And that's what we get from this story right here.
What's the best way to teach your kids a lesson? completely embarrassing them, of course. That's just the prescription one father in Utah had in mind. Hi, guys, I'm Kristen Goodwin with Buzz 60. Scott McIntosh writes on his wife's blog that he and his family were about to go out to dinner when he overheard his wife asking their daughter Miley to change into some longer shorts. His daughter refused, so he had no choice but to show her up in a pair of his own Daisy Dukes. Scott took scissors to a pair of old jeans and got creative, sporting his super short shorts and a Best Dad Ever t-shirt. He went out in public to prove to his daughter that hot pants are never as cute as she thinks. At first, daughter Miley didn't seem bothered, but eventually she cracked. Scott says he wants his daughter to think about the clothes she wears and the message they send. He says he's not sure if the lesson sunk in, but at least his daughter will know he loves her enough to make a fool of himself. Still not sure about those shorts, but he definitely earns the shirt. Buzz 60, now you know, pass it on.
All right, so there you go. The dad willing to wear short shorts to teach his daughter a lesson. Now, Stephen, why did this particular story stand out to you so much?
Well, I just, you know, first of all, you see this photograph of the dad.
I'm trying to forget it now.
And he looks like, you know, in his face, you know, he's got the kind of a baldish head and kind of an Archie Bunker looking face. He looks like a real blue collar kind of guy. I don't care what he is in reality. He looks like a longshoreman or something.
Right.
And he puts on the Best Dad Ever, puts on the Daisy. I just love the kookiness and the willingness of this dad to go to such an extreme measure and to do something which, in my sensibility, is quite brilliant to make his point.
Well, okay, so if you're just joining us, here's the story. The mom and the daughter get into this argument, right? So the mom's like, those shorts are entirely too short. Oh, Mom, you don't know what you're talking about. It's the way everybody wears them. Leave me alone. Whatever kids say to moms nowadays. And I'm in the grocery store sometimes and hear very colorful things being said by quite young children, things that I'm not allowed to say on the air, and they say to their parents. And so the dad overhears all of this and decides, well, we'll give her a taste of her own medicine. So he goes into his own closet, pulls out a pair of jeans, and takes the scissors to him. Clip, 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 clip.
Right.
Comes out in them. Evidently, comes out, gets in the vehicle. Okay. The kids are like Steven right now. Show him with my camera. Show what Steven's got in his hand. He's so like into his phone. I can barely get him to pay attention to the show. This is what they were running into when Dad came out. So he comes out and he's like standing next to the car. They don't notice because they're like the head down and texting and doing whatever. And so he goes, okay. So he walks 50 feet in front of the car.
Yeah.
Bends down.
Whoa!
To pick something up.
Personal foul.
Comes back to the car, trying to, in some way, impress upon his daughter that he's about to go out in public dressed like this.
A slight overexposure and a Daisy Dukey kind of way.
The mom, like, understands what's going down here, so she's all in on the...
Daisy Duking in the backfield.
So they go out. The daughter then pretends like it doesn't bother for the first two stops. They go out to eat, then they go play miniature golf.
That's great. That's so great.
But when Dad threatens to go to the ice cream parlor,
whoa,
where all of her friends work and hang out, suddenly she was all down with it, said, I've learned my lesson. Dad, please don't go in there. We'll go home. A couple of questions about this. Did the dad go too far? Willing to embarrass himself on that level.
What's our number?
Did he go too far? 888-340-3373. Another question. Should he have had to go that far?
I love this
guy. I've got a very strong opinion about that. When we continue on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA Drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA Drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA Drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
8986.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough.
Oh,
live.
You want a live mic. My bad. My bad.
Our number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, Baldwin McCullough Live. So this guy.
Yeah, and here's a shot of him. And Nick just put my camera on it right over there. There's a shot of the dad.
Love the Best Dad Ever t-shirt.
Best Dad Ever t-shirt. And then his own jeans cut excruciatingly short.
Yeah, and I love this guy. So you got this daughter going out with the mom and dad. The daughter's wearing a pair of Daisy Duke short shorts, and she says, "Well, come on, Mom, Dad, what's the problem? All the kids are doing it." So the dad goes, "Well, in that case, I'll be right back." Goes and cuts a pair of his jeans, goes out with the daughter, apparently
the whole family.
Apparently embarrasses the heck out of her. But to make a point.
She pretends not to notice.
But to make a really cool point, which is, You want to see how it feels? You want to see when I walk around with you, my daughter, and I'm nervous that maybe people are looking at you the way they shouldn't because you're wearing a particular kind of shorts that are provocative? Let me show you how it feels. I think this guy should get a Nobel Daisy Duke Award.
Okay, honesty test here. Just a little, you know, integrity test here. Stephen, when would you, as the father of two daughters, ever do the same thing?
Well, if I had to, tomorrow.
Really?
And here's the problem.
Really?
Here's the problem.
I don't think you would.
I
think the girls would be like...
You need to go back through some of my filmography and see what I've done, okay?
Yeah, but you're a different person then.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But...
And that wasn't done to specifically...
Right. That was done for a lot of money. But anyway, which...
Yeah, I'm not watching those films. Just for the record, no thanks.
So, and by the way, I've had this dynamic with my kids.
Yeah. You came to faith late in life, so...
But one of my kids, as of several weeks ago, had a particular pair of shoes on that I thought they were very high. They were hip and cool, and they were the new wedge trend, this, that, blah,
right.
blah. And it makes one of them 17 feet tall and blah, blah, blah. And we were going somewhere, and she had these
shoes.
But
the other shoes are flat. That's the weird thing about the pair.
And here's what's weird.
It's limp all night. Yo, go ahead.
Here's what's weird. I basically said, for where we're going and what we're doing, please, it's making me feel uncomfortable that you're wearing such a sophisticated shoe.
Wear something else.
To such a casual
event.
Reality.
Right.
And ultimately, it was Haley. She said, you know what? She argued with me for about 18 minutes and then went and changed the shoes out of respect to me.
Approximately.
Which was
18.
Amazing. And my kids wear shorts, but not too short of a short.
Right.
And it's because of my wife and
how they've been raised. But would you have put on a pair of wedges and walked around in them?
Absolutely.
All right.
Now, the Bible says... Don't frustrate your children. That's no good way of getting them to do what you want.
It says not to drive them to wrath, which is more than just frustration. Wrath is anger.
Well, certainly what this fella did might have done that.
I think it had the potential to.
Right. So
my question is this. And obviously there's wide room for opinion on this, and we're taking yours at 888-340-3373. But you think what this guy did was cool. I don't really have a problem with what this guy did.
I think it was awesome.
Okay, you think it was awesome. I don't really have a problem with it. My question is this. Why did it take him doing that to get her to this point?
I hear you.
And from this perspective, there was a day when children obeyed their parents because it was the right thing to do. And
correct.
You didn't get in the car wearing something that dad said you couldn't wear.
Honor thy mother and father.
In fact, you wouldn't even have it in your wardrobe if mom and dad said you can't have it.
Right.
So the dad can be all cutesy whatever with his shorty shorts. I don't think this story is a demonstration of parental victory or wise parenting even. I think it's an admission of failure that showed desperation, and he was just left with no other option. But what do you think? 888-340-3373. Steven says, awesome. Outthought the daughter.
No question.
Got in front of it. Was ahead of the curve. Blah, blah, blah. I say it's just a total swing and a miss, demonstrating that he's got to retool his parenting skills because there's things that his kids are missing out on because they're not respecting him. But we could both be right on some level. So who do you agree with? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Let's talk to Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey, real quickly before we take our next break.
Now I got to deal with this, Ralph, right away.
Actually, Ralph, hold on. We've only got 30 seconds. We'll be right back. Portions of tonight's broadcast brought to you by Building God's Way. If you are a church or a school looking for that next incredible cost-saving but very thoroughly efficient and sufficient solution for your construction plan, bgwservices.com. That's bgwservices.com. And check out their free seminar lunches that they have for groups that are interested in their services today. BGW Services. Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends, AMAC.
the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare, they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults. If you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or AMTCAudition.org.
And register today.
It's Saturday night, and this program is called BaldwinMcCullough.com. No, it's not. Baldwin McCullough Live on BaldwinMcCullough.com.
It is seen on BaldwinMcCullough.com. That is true.
And it's seen
On the Biz Television Network, Biz TV, and on the UAN on great stations in cities like Denver, Salt Lake City, New York, Houston, Dallas, all over the place, and online at both of those places as well. We're also heard on Sirius XM Radio,
which is big.
And we're on 338 radio stations nationwide.
When
I
roam around,
we're just the most happening party on Saturdays, period.
No question.
End of discussion. There's no one even
whether
comes
you
close.
Like it or not. And whether you agree or not, that's how we feel.
The man wearing the I'm in love with a church girl baseball cap, I'm guessing that's what that stands
CG.
For. CG. Church girl.
Got the CG logo on the hat, yeah. Which, by the way, I'll talk about whenever, but
yeah.
It's just,
It's in October.
But the vibration and the viralnessness, they already have a significant number of churches nationally committing to buying out the theater
in the weeds.
Weekend.
We're already in the weeds.
What does that mean?
That means nobody knows what we're talking about except us.
Oh, okay.
So he's got a movie coming out, and we're going to tell you a whole lot about it.
Okay.
And it's called Church Girl. I'm in love with the Church Girl. But that's what that really cool-looking hat that he didn't get one for me looks like.
Of course I have one for you.
You don't have one.
And a T-shirt. I got everything.
You got everything?
Yeah, I always think of you, Kevin. When I'm away from you, I'm sensitive and caring, and I think about you.
It's just when he gets near me that he becomes calloused and hardened.
Well, yeah.
See, when I'm...
I could make a good joke right now. Can I make a good joke?
Sure, why not?
It's kind of like my relationship with Alec. But anyway... But, you know, if you really want to get Kevin...
Well, if you really want to start talking about Alec... I didn't bring him up. All right.
Yeah.
We're not talking... Well, we are talking about dads, actually. We're talking about the dad... Do you think Alec would ever wear short shorts to try to teach his daughters a lesson?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think I want to see Alec Baldwin in shorts.
I do. Yeah. Well, he's very hairy.
Already sick of that conversation. Okay, so here's the story. I'll show you the picture if you're watching by way of television. We got the dad in the best dad ever T-shirt and the short shorts. And so
Daisy Dukes.
He put that on. He cut his own jeans off and he put it on just so he could tell his daughter, you look inappropriate to go out the way you're dressed. I'm dressing this way. They go out. She eventually gives in, and he goes in and takes it off. Steven says, brilliant fathering move. I say, I don't know. I think it's more of a sign of fathering failure, but we're going to take your call on it. And Ralph from Red Bank, New Jersey, is up first listening to AM 970, The Answer.
And Hold on, Ralph. We love you. You call every week, and we have the same problem every week. If in any way you reference Barack Obama... Wait, Ralph, wait. I get to do a Kevin right now. This is our radio program. You're not going to manhandle us. And Ralph, if you in any way equate President Barack Obama in a pair of Daisy Dukes, I'm cutting you off. Go ahead.
But he does have two daughters. What if he did this?
Can you believe this, dear listeners? Even before shots are fired, the Geneva Convention is being invoked upon me. Just about now, Russia and China will be calling in. I'll take my case to the Security Council. But that being stated, I believe
mean,
that
any
child into
Go
this
ahead,
world,
Go
the
ahead.
Critical decision that a man and woman would take in life, and you know, after the decide or not, that is okay. You know, that being said, once the child is brought into this life, you are supposed to set an example, bad or good, to the child, not only for discipline, but also to instill some kind of like responsibility to that child in, as that child, moved through the years growing up.
So, Ralph, what do you think about what this dad did?
Does that make a lot of sense, what I just said?
Yeah, it does. But let me ask you, what do you think about what he did? Was it helpful or hurtful? Do you think?
Definitely, you know, a very, very negative or bad example. Now, I would like to believe and hope that, next weekend we would talk about some critical issue involving this social cancer that is metastasizing in the body politics of this country. Yes, people, that's Obama right there.
Thank you, Ralph. Thank you.
You did it again.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to line two. Lori is calling from San Diego, California. And, Lori, we are glad that you're with us on Baldwin McCullough Live. You're listening on Sirius XM. Thank you for being there.
I am.
What are your thoughts?
Okay, I have to agree with Stephen. This is why. Well, first of all, I'm a mother of three daughters. And I think that qualifies me to have a little bit of experience in this area of sport.
Sure.
Secondly, in San Diego, you know, we have great temperatures all the time, so clothing's always an issue. And I think, too, I think this man took what was a challenge, a parenting challenge, and he turned it into a teaching moment. And I say that because I did teach high school for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, I don't understand at all thinking this is a failure just because he went, maybe he did go down on her level. But the point is, with kids, that's what you do. You can chop, chop, chatter all day long. It's in one ear, out the other. When a child has a visual, there's so many ways children learn in their young brain.
Mm.
And one of them is visual. And they, just like you said, it's searing in your brain. You can't, you want to get the image out, but you can't.
But Lori, let me ask you,
and she's a teacher.
But let me just push back a little on this, because the reason he resorted to this action was because the daughter was openly defying mom. She and mom are having this discussion about what's appropriate to wear, and instead of instead of conforming to the expectations of the household that mom's say would go, she decided to defy her. And they didn't enforce mom. Mom was undermined by what he did. She wasn't reinforced. Mom's word is still not necessary to be obeyed, only that dad will now run the risk of embarrassing her.
But I disagree, because it's an odd teamwork effort, but it's a teamwork effort, because she was man overboard, and he came in his way, as we do as parents, as a juggling act, to kind of, just because he didn't sit her down and say, you are grounded, go to your room.
Yeah, we don't go to dinner tonight, and you don't get ice cream, and we don't play putt-putt. I mean, that's the end of that discussion right there.
But I think that your view of how to discipline and teach a child is really narrow.
You really?
Because if you just stick, yes.
So they won't do what you expect of them.
What are you
going to
do in the future when you have failure? You're going to not have plan B or plan C. We don't know if this...
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD. .com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
It's time to get healthy, and your first step towards a healthy lifestyle begin at the Healthy Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center in Nashville. Get your free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com and join us for Tennessee's most comprehensive health, fitness, and nutrition expo. There's over 100 exhibits with information and services to help create a healthier life. Also, more than 25 health screenings, cooking demos, and the latest fitness trends. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. Get free tickets at thehealthylivingexpo.com. There's prizes all day on the stages and at the booths, like fitness memberships to an area health club every hour. The Healthy Living Expo, September 28th and 29th at the Music City Center, Nashville. Get free tickets for yourself, your family, your friends, and everyone you know at thehealthylivingexpo.com. Get to the website now, because tickets are $10 at the door. The Healthy Living Expo, your first step towards a healthy lifestyle.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
And register today.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Kevin McCullough, Stephen Baldwin, the voices that have been manning these microphones for the last 5 years. And we want to thank every single person that has joined us, made it an effort to listen, been with us consistently. Some of you from that very first night, July 15th in 2008. And here we are in the late summer of 2013, in the season that I affectionately call the almost fall, because the temperature is still fairly summery in most places. Not quite so much in New York today. In fact, it's going to be down to 48 tonight. But not officially fall yet. So, anyway. We were talking in, this hour, and Lori's still with us from San Diego, listening on Sirius XM. And Lori, you got to say everything you wanted to say there before we went to the break, and I wanted to just add a couple of things here. When we say, and yeah, you're right, the story doesn't reveal to us what all they've been dealing with this daughter on prior to this one incident. But I would say that according to how this incident was handled, that this seemed to be an act of desperation to me and not of proactive parenting. Now, what do I mean by that? Proactive parenting to me says, starting when they're very, very little, look, we have a set of expectations within the household that we all agree to comport ourselves to. So all of your siblings have to agree to those rules, and mom and dad agree to those rules, and it's kind of a contract that the family makes. And one of the chief rules of that contract is that mom and dad are in charge and everyone else does what they say. And it really doesn't matter what your opinion, thought, expression, desire, anything else is. At the end of the day, you're welcome to give your input. But at the end of the day, mom and dad make that decision. Until you are on your own and out of this house, that's just the way the non-democracy of being a family works. And you don't have to be mean, and certainly not abusive. I'm not encouraging anything even remotely close to that. But if necessary, and we've done this with our own kids, we just shut things down when they are not going the way they should be. If we're at a friend's house and there's not an element of self-control, we go home. We don't stay at the party. We're out at a restaurant. We've gotten up and paid for a meal that hasn't been eaten yet because, you know, we're just going to take those situations under control. Now, where am I going wrong with that? That the dad could have easily said, hey, you don't talk to your mom that way. That's not appropriate. And because of that, we're not going to, you or us, one of us or both of us are not going to have the fun tonight that we had planned.
Well, that's the beauty of parenting is that, you know, you can always redo if you've made mistakes in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Like say they were too easy on her for years and she became spoiled.
Right.
They can always turn things around. But my question to you, which is something out of a modern society,
sure,
not agreeing with modern society, it's just where we live. It's just reality. So in theory, on paper, what you described to me sounds perfect. But it also sounds, and I challenge you with this, it sounds to me like you're choosing a contract over a relationship.
Mm.
And I say that because of
no, well, here's okay, Lori, hold on. This is a good conversation, but we got to take another break. Please stay with us. We're going to take you right out of the top.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.